Cruz. Stay with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It's Let's Talk Real Estate time with Tina Goodrich. Of course, Mason Dixon's here in the studio along with Laura Russin and, of course, the one and only Tina Goodrich. Tina,
woohoo!
I think you said as we were going to the break,
time
you wanted to talk about websites, and there are millions of websites out there. Yeah. Why would we want to talk
List
about websites?
ListwithTina.net,
that's
number
one.
That's number one.
Website.
Okay. Thank you, Mason. Yeah, you're right. Rob's, again, has been working on my website, and I actually had somebody at one of the estate sales. Which estate sale? Was it my estate sale? No, it was yours, Laura.
Oh,
I think it was yours.
My house?
Had said
in
that.
In fact, it was Laura.
Had mentioned, Tina, I really like that website where you're walking down the beach and you're showing the town area. That is fabulous. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thank
that
you.
That was a video done That's by Moondog Productions.
Streak of genius by the director and producer.
Yeah, we did some shots in the neighborhood area on the south side. We went over on Kentucky Avenue, mm-hmm. went down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got some compliments there. And then just recently, we had been talking about the unique pickle liquor, about that situation of being able to break that up and possibly pull the liquor license out.
Right.
That attracted some callers, you know, and I had some calls on it. And actually, some showings are lined up to look at unique pickle liquor.
Really?
So, not to change the subject, but you did mention beach, and I just realized we forgot to talk about Rob's boat. Did you buy a boat last week, Rob?
No, I haven't bought one yet. I'm still in that process.
Okay, well, we ain't talking boats now. I just had to find out.
Okay, thank you.
He was thinking about Lake Michigan, and that just came up.
The update, yeah.
Right.
Not quite there yet.
Okay. So, again, I thought I'd mention a couple websites that could be very valuable.
Like moondogshow.com?
You know, that could be
We didn't do
too.
Those in our first hour.
No, that's why I'm catching up on
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you working
those
in.
Because Tina's picture's in moondogshow.com, and there's a link for Let's Talk Real Estate. That's why I said that one.
Both of those are linked together. So if you went to Moondog Productions, you're going to see List with Tina, and probably Shelley's there. Is she there now, too?
Who?
The Blueberry
Shelley
Store.
Hartman with the...
No.
No.
Well,
some of the websites that I wanted to talk about that are valuable in real estate is the Van Buren County .gov site. It's actually Van Buren County, Michigan.gov.
Michigan or MI?
MI.
Okay.
MI.gov. And that's a fabulous site. If you're looking at property and you're kind of curious to who owns it or how many acres are there and you just don't know where to start, those sites are public for everybody.
Yeah.
You just may not know how to get there. So
If I was a homeowner, I wish they wouldn't. Because if I have my property, I don't want anybody knowing I own it. Leave me the hell alone.
Well, not everybody does it. You know, that's what I'm saying. That these are sites that the public can go to and find out actually who owns the property, how many acres are there.
Do you know how many times I've actually had people come to me and say, hey, I see who owns the property you live on. Are they interested in selling it?
Really?
Yeah. It happens
all
the time.
Well, they might know who owns it.
Because you can get an app. You don't even have to go to the city or to the county.
You can go to the city of South Haven.
There's an app that you can buy, and you can buy this app, and it'll go to every property and show you who owns it.
Well, you don't have to buy the app. These are free sites that you can go to find out just exactly that information. Yeah. In our area, Van Buren County, Van Buren County MI.gov is a great place to search for property in our areas. I actually came across a property out on 4th Avenue, which is just east of Lakota. And I have a new listing out there on 57th, a 20-acre parcel that hit the market. And as soon as we hit it, there was three or four people on it. It was 20 acres, raw land. And that's something that's not available in our area. There's not a lot of 20, 40-acre parcels anymore. So when that one actually came up, it hasn't been on the market probably for 50 years. It came up and three or four people were interested in it. So on my way out there investigating this property, I came across this unique brick home farm that you could tell was not abandoned, but nobody was living there. So it really caught my eye. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to the county site, look it up, find out who owns it and how much acreage was there. Lo and behold, it was 36 acres. I did find out the owner lived around the corner just on 4th Avenue and around 58th Street. So just doing a little bit of investigating on the Van Buren County site, I was able to find out that she owned it for 27 years. She owns a lot of property, actually, in that area. But this particular parcel was 36 acres, and nobody was living there. So I thought, I'm going to send her out a flyer for a listing, possibly. Yeah. You know, because the house is just sitting there.
Isn't that kind of the same as putting financial information out there for your financial information? If people know the kind of properties that they own, they kind of can get an idea what kind of finances you have going on. It seems a little hanky to me.
I don't think so. This property, you know, some properties owned for, you know, 50 years. Sometimes it could be owned for 20 years.
Well, yeah. They may have $1 million in the bank, but they've got a $1 million property.
Right.
And when you have that, I mean, people obviously know the means.
Well, this is a farm. So it just depends on what it is. You know, the farm is working it and is probably paying for the, you know, for the farm. And there's several parcels there. This one in particular has an abandoned home on it, a brick home, which is very sought after.
Were they growing blueberries?
On the back part of the property were blueberries. Yep. But again, I thought I'd throw out these websites because these are very helpful for a lot of people who want some information on the property that they're investigating, or they might want to know who owns that property that's been sitting there vacant for 50 years.
Yeah. I'm going to call them and harass them every day until they sell it to me.
You can go to that website, find out who it is, and you can send them, you know, a kind letter, you know, or you can go up there and knock on their door and do a hard knock to find out if they're interested
in
selling.
So have any of your potential buyers, have they asked you to go do that for people?
I have had one client I remember was very interested in a property that was not listed. It had been in his family for many years. And I did investigate it for them, but he wasn't interested in selling. So it went real quick. You know, no, I'm not interested in selling. So that was a dead end. But yeah, you know, there are people who may find something that they've been watching for the last 20 years and there's been no movement on it. They may be curious to who owns it, what's going on with it. And, you know, those simple things, again, Van Buren County, AlleghenCounty.org is another one. You can go on there and find out things in Allegan County. And just about any county that you are at, no matter what state, even if you're in Michigan and you want to look up something in another state in that county, you're going to research that county and find out to find up.
Do they have people that mow lawns for free on there? Because my mom's lawn could use it.
No, but I do have somebody I can recommend.
It's like up to your knee. Well, what I'd like is for them to trade some radio show time for it because my brother's in charge and the lawn is up to my knee.
Maybe you can get a cow or a goat.
How about Bill Wood?
Bill.
Yeah, Bill Wood would be one, definitely.
Tell me, you got to bring over a brush hog now. Because it's going to take two or three to get it.
Well, property that, you know, that's getting ready to go on the market or is going to be going on the market, you know, you want to keep that maintained and have those yard people out there to, you know, keep it going.
Really?
You got a riding lawnmower. Rob Dog, why don't you trailer your lawnmower?
I don't have a trailer. I don't have a trailer. I have a lawnmower, but not the trailer. But you think you want to? You think you want to keep it up? That would be a good idea to keep the lawn done. And
well, it's always a good thing to call a landscaper in.
He's being sarcastic.
I know. I'm trying to get over that, Mason.
Some people just shouldn't be in charge. We need to take a break, and we'll come back on Robert's Moondog. We're going to talk more about people who shouldn't be in charge. No, I'm excusing. We'll talk more real estate with Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodman.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate. My blood pressure is now down. Maybe not, but
Right. Well, we're talking about
large
real
and in charge.
Estate,
all right, Mason Dixon, we have
estate.
Laura Russin, and of course, Tina Goodrich, who is trying to talk about real estate here on this half hour of the show.
Yes. And again, we were talking about those websites. So, you know, get that pen and paper out, and easy to do. Again, you know, any county that you're in, Berrien County, Van Buren County, and Allegan County are our surrounding counties, and us realtors here local use those sites.
And if they don't want to pull a pen and pencil out and write these down, how may someone go and find those out again, Mason?
Well, you could actually just pull out your phone and type it in, Rob.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. I was hoping
you were going to say you can go to the podcast and listen to it again.
You can listen to the podcast. It's at moondogshow.com. That's another website you can write down.
Is where it is. Anywhere, just put in Robert's Moondog
Show.
So,
and now Rob is doing my podcast on Let's Talk Real Estate on listwithtina.net.
We're doing a podcast with you?
So, yeah, our show.
I break her half hour up into its own little deal.
So you can go to listwithtina.net and you can see the last five episodes there, which I think is way cool.
No, you can't see them. You can listen to them.
I mean, you can listen to them.
And you can hear the last three, I think. I put the last five of the Moondog Show and I do the last three of yours.
You get to see those pictures of all of us when you pull that up.
So I got a question about websites, because they have that MLS and they have that Zillow and you got the Trillium or whatever that one is. So which
you
one
do you
go to? You
don't have access to MLS.
Do you?
You don't.
I don't.
No,
I don't
you have to be a realtor, I do believe,
No,
right?
you can. No, there's a
you
guest.
Can
a,
you
there's
can access guest. MLS mm-hmm. as a guest?
Yes, you sure can.
So what do you recommend?
Well, of course, the SwimRec is the best place, and that's the MLS. That's
SwimRec.
SwimRic.com, and that will let you in.
R-I-C? SwimRec.
SwimRec.
Okay. And that's not easy to remember.
Well, you go to this site, and you can check in as a guest. And there is, you know, Realtor.com and Zillow and all these other sites, they get their information from us.
Right.
So the minute that we plug it into the MLS, just within probably 5 or 10 minutes, we're getting updates.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah, from Zillow and from all of those where it's going to. But everything we put into the MLS, any updates, photos, information, Realtor.com. Common Zillow, they get that from us. So those are the SwimRec.com is the best place to go to, and you can check in again as a visitor for the MLS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you find on the MLS?
Well, you could go on there and you can see what houses, you know, what's hitting the market daily. You can see if you're watching a house, you can see it go under contract if you're not.
Can you set something up where if a house comes on the market or if something changes where you get a notification or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can set yourself up in a portal so you can see what new is coming out on the market.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a great site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's that site? Because it ain't working on my phone.
Let me see. Let me pull it up to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, let's make sure we got that right.
I wasn't listening.
Nothing like having a little poo on your face if we got that wrong, right?
Oh,
no?
Lordy days.
Come on, Laura. Just shake her head.
Oh, my goodness.
You had kids. You know what it's all about.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. And animals.
And animals.
Okay, so there it is. SWM for Southwest Michigan.
Yep.
R-I-C for realtors.
I thought it was R-I-K.
No, S-W-M-R-I-C.
That's the problem.
Yeah. All right. This is good radio content here.
Okay, there it is. The Michigan Regional Information Center. It's
there
also called
Mishrick.
Mishrick.
Southwest Michigan.
Log in. How can I log in?
Where does it take us? Regional Information Center. So that's your Southwest. Again, you can go to a couple. So swimrec.com is one. The other one is myflexmls.com is your other one. You can get to that through there, too.
All right. Have we hit all the websites we need to hit?
We did. So we can go on to maybe talk about some of our real estate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
I noticed that 50s Diner's open and cars were in there.
Yeah. Did you notice my sign is gone? So we took the sign down because Ernie is in business, and he's going to be in business until we find him a buyer, at least for the season. So we moved the sign off the front. Back to the 50s is still on the market for sale. He's at $399 turnkey. We thought he and I both agreed that the business running is going to give the buyer a better chance at financing with the running business if he was to come in for financing. And, of course, we'd always recommend Sturgis. They're our local commercial bank here in South Haven. They're very familiar with the 50s drive-in and their numbers. And I think that if somebody was going to do some financing, they would be our go-to bank.
How come you didn't just put a sign right next to your sign that says, even though we're for sale, we're still open. We're still open,
but for
sale.
Too many words.
What do you mean, too many words? We're still open, but for sale? That's pretty many words.
Buy this running business.
Right. It's a 50-50. Some sellers that own a commercial business want the sign up. Some feel that could affect their business. So we talked about it and agreed to take the sign down for the season so that Ernie can run his drive-in for the hot summer and for the possible buyer that, you know, wants to jump in the hot seat here.
Now, does Ernie own the place in Covert, too? Because there's a Covert hot dog stand called Ernie's, and that's for sale, too.
Right. No affiliation. Ernie's just at the 50s drive-in. I always call it Back to the 50s, but it's 50s drive-in.
It is Back to the 50s, isn't it?
No, it's 50s drive-in.
Oh.
I swear the sign says Back to the 50s right on the front of it.
Right, I thought it was.
I swear.
You would look it up.
Yeah, I would.
Look it up.
Well, you'll look at the sign. Go see what the sign says. It's like that.
You can go out to that front window right over here at the Senior Services Center and look.
It's like that girl who was complaining that sold the Michigan stuff. That, what was her name? The daughter of Little Oscar.
DeVries?
Yeah, you forgot her first name, too.
Laura.
Lindy.
Lindy.
I was going to say Mindy, but I got Mork and Mindy going on in my head.
Manu Nanu. Lindy was complaining that people come into her place looking for truffles, and that's because she still has a sign that says truffles up on the awning.
If they were coming in for truffles, you better believe I'd be selling some truffles.
Right.
That's right.
Truffles sound really good right now.
Yeah, they really do.
What is the sign, Tina?
So on the 50s, it is 50s drive-in. And if you went back to the 50s diner, it does pull up. So I think in the beginning, it was Back to the 50s, and it got changed to the 50s drive-in. There was some sort of a change there. But it is 50s drive-in.
Yeah, a lawsuit or something. I'm kidding. No. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, which you found her on the Mishric, Tina, on the website, right?
Yeah, SWMRIC.something.
You sure it's not, those aren't personal pages?
Right.
That's a nice picture on there.
Yeah, I need to update that. You know, us realtors, we need to, you know, update our photos every 5 years, and sometimes we go to 10 years.
I'll see them on their website, and then I'll go meet them. Like, that's not you.
Well, now that picture's not far from mine. Did you even show Rob?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that's on your business card, too.
By the way, that you took that photo when they were still only in black and white.
No, not Tina.
Time to call Nicole Gulata of Gulata Imagery.
Right. Well, Jake has photographers for the agents, and they do it like every month they set up, you know, for the agents to come in.
When your picture's in black and white and you've got a bob, it's probably time to get a new picture.
Yeah, that is time to get a new picture. Yeah, Dan Jakeway likes all the agents to stay on top of, you know, getting that their photos updated. So he keeps a photographer on hand.
And that's something that I would say he should do. He really needs to. That, I mean, that's your marketing.
Yes.
And your marketing is probably one of the most important things that you can do.
Yes.
It's your identity before somebody meets you.
Right. And I know, like, these pictures that we had done for the Let's Talk Real Estate and for the Moondog Show, Gulata Imagery did, and she did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicole.
And if you want to see a sassy picture of Miss Tina Goodrich, just go to moondogshow.com.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely...
Sassy pants.
Yeah, we definitely took some fun photos early in the year, and those are trickling down to our websites and the Moondog Show website and Liz with Tina. Yeah, so definitely. I thought we'd talk about some real estate, you know. I want to get on that before the show ends. So
spit it out.
Yeah, so one particular listing that I'd like to talk about is the 16402 County Road 687. That one is in Geneva Township. That one here is a ranch-style home, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, and it's an estate. And the estate is doing some great things to this home for the $249 price. So
yes, but did they paint the basement?
They did paint the basement.
Have they mowed the lawn?
So you could, well, that's probably next is getting the lawn mowed. Again, everybody, you know, during this time
you
is...
Call my you gotta get the people. They'll get right over and do it.
I do have a lawn guy, you guys, in my pocket if you need him. Jose does a great job. He works with Carmen's Cleaning Service. Yes. So if you guys do need a lawn, I mean, Rob may not need one, but Laura, I thought, might need one unless you got somebody who's going to go over.
Well, and Mom always had Max, so I just have to give him a call.
I thought maybe the neighbor. Maybe the neighbor could.
No.
No, he couldn't do that. Okay.
Probably not.
Hey, your husband's retired.
Right. We don't have a trailer either. But.
And he doesn't have a trailer.
I need a goodie to find me a back door. Like an old storm door, yeah.
Oh, well, he's had several doors down there at Goody's Home Repair. One time we had 3 or 4 of them we put up there.
I'm figuring he probably can.
For free.
He can take a really crappy door off of somebody's house and it'll be better than mine. And he can replace it.
Let's get back to that nice rancher.
So, yeah, this nice rancher on County Road 687, it has 1,200 square foot living space, 3 bedroom, 1 bath. And there's been some great updates that the estate is doing, which
is fabulous.
It's
got a cool ravine, too.
This property is in Geneva Township. It's probably about 1.5 miles, maybe 2 miles from Jericho. So that gives you a proximity where this property is located at.
It's about 2 miles from Roy's, too, from Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it's about in between there, between this Kibbe Corner.
Yeah.
So Kibbe and Jericho, it's in
out
between
there. Out there by Lake Arvesta.
And that's all Geneva Township there.
Store. That's what we always call Roy's. So that's where we used to always go buy our liquor when we were underage.
There ain't no marathon.
Well, this
out there.
One particular has 2 acres, and it's sitting on a full basement. And what's really neat is this one's never been on the market. You know, these folks built this home in the late 60s, and they raised their family there. This is a home where you would stay forever. You know, raise your kids. The school bus stops out in the front. I mean, you can watch your kids get loaded on the bus.
Yeah. And Laura Russell's been in the building, in the house, too, so that's added value.
Well, I'm sure she is very familiar with the house.
That adds about $20,000-$30,000 to the price.
But this home, again, it's not been on the market before. It's a ranch home. It has some new great updates. They have put in a new septic and drain field, which is huge.
Expensive.
Those are very expensive today. They can run you anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000, depending on where you need it and how far away the drain field is. But yeah, this one's getting a new septic and drain field already done. This is great for any finance, special financer such as FHA, RD, VA. Those things, they pick those things out during the inspection, such as your inspection for the septic and for the well, any kind of seepage in the basements. Your electric has to be up. Everything's all the electrical boxes have to be working outlets. So there's some T's and I's you have to cross for special financing.
Yeah. No, you dot the I's, you just cross them T's.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. But this home has it. Yeah, this one already has it. So it's been upgraded from a 100 amp to 200 amp service. How many people do that? This estate did the 100 amp to 200 amp service. So you have plenty of power now to bring in, maybe do a pole barn or add a new building to the out there. There's 2 acres there, so there's room to build.
I hear that house used to have a pole barn.
Well, this estate altogether, there was like about 10 acres there at one time. And over the years, it got dwindled down just like any other property. Mm-hmm. We sold off this partial because it had an old house on it. We sold a couple acres on this side of us because we really didn't need it.
$5,000 to whoever buys that house and takes back that barn.
No, so that's part of that parcel ID.
You haven't told us the price.
The price on that one is $249,000.
Wow, cheaper than the average price in South Haven.
You got about a minute left here, Tina. So, if there's any other property you need to talk about?
No, I really wanted to focus on that one. And of course, you know, we've gotten some action on the A&D grocery store there on Indiana. Mm-hmm. We got some ideas for that.
334 Van Buren, how's that doing?
Yeah, 334 Van Buren.
Beautiful.
Yes, that one is getting some attention, still active on the market. I'd love to get some feedback on that. Anybody looking for something in that South Side area? We, again, are breaking numbers in that South Side area. Yeah. Not much for sale. Your friend's home on the Russin home went under contract.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
on the river. On Black River.
Yes, it did.
Well, we've run out of our time, so quick contact
info.
So,
please text me, give me a call, 269-759-1076. And you can always look at listwithtina.net. That's my new website. And of course, you can always Google List with Tina or Tina Goodrich at Jakeway and find me that way.
Very good. A little later today, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Benton Baker is hosting the Adoption Day, Alvan, this afternoon, I said 11 a.m. to 1. They're collecting pet food and supplies through the event. So, Mason Dixon, you got about a minute. Get us out of here.
All right, folks, you can go to moondogshow.com, moondogpro.net, and trustinbirdband.com to add some more websites to your list. We want to thank our commercial advertisers and sponsors, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, Decorator's Choice, SH.com, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, YDCPale.org, and, of course, a big shout-out to Jackie Diaz, who's going to give me a free haircut.
That's one hell of a list. We're doing good.
I know. How about that? And there's always room for one more. Yeah. And make sure you check out Pure Salon and Spa.
Come on. Here we go.
All right. Everybody on the count of three, we all going to howl at the moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.